Hello and welcome. This is Laura Averly, site editor for searchcontentmanagement.com. Today I'm speaking with records management expert Steve Goodfellow, who is president of Access Systems Consulting. In this podcast, we'll discuss some of the new challenges of information lifecycle management. Today, enterprise data can live in the cloud, on mobile devices, and even on social media platforms. The changing forms of data and its overwhelming volume have made it tough for companies to retain and dispose of information in a consistent way. So thanks for joining us today, Steve.
Well, thank you for having me today.
And my first question for you is about how exactly these trends like mobility, cloud computing, and social media have made managing the lifecycle of information more complicated.
Well, Laura, basically there's two areas that we see. One is what makes up the record, in particular in regards to how the record itself was created. Well, in the old days, one would have there'd be one program that would produce a paper document. Then, that paper document would be stored. But nowadays, it's more pieces of a record are being created and dynamically by various programs. They can come from an email or a text or a database update as part of a work process. In essence, processes are becoming more and more automated. For example, I can okay an invoice with an electronic signature by sending a text or from some other application from a mobile device. So it's much more easier to create these digital records, but it's harder to define what is the record. The other area that we see is where a record is being stored. Again, in the old days, you would have a record being printed and stored in the basement in the record center, so people knew where that record is. Now, that record can exist in multiple locations. You have, a record sitting out in the cloud, in an application, within a facility, and any place in between. You also have mobile devices that are creating that record, potentially storing a copy of that record right on the device itself, in addition to a repository in the organization. One of the other issues with cloud computing is that where actually is that record being stored, and who is managing that? An organization may not have full control over particularly with a third party cloud provider. And in some cases, there can be issues with a document created or stored in the cloud that is backed up maybe outside of the country. That may be against whatever governing body is overseeing that organization. So there's a lot of issues that have to be addressed.
So in addressing these issues, part of it is developing policies and business processes, and then technology also plays a role. So how important would you say technology is in supporting better management of the information lifecycle, and where might it fall short?
Well, in today's world, you really have to have technology involved. I mean, it does start with the policies and procedures defining how that information will be managed, but because we live in the digital world, you have to have technology to manage the digital assets mm-hmm. out there. What we see is, particularly when you're dealing with records, you see quite a few organizations that are implementing electronic records management systems, electronic content management systems, and that allows these records that are being created by these various applications and various tools out there to be stored in a central location, to a central repository, basically akin to that central record center that's down in the basement that used to store paper records. So you really have to have the technology in place. But many times what we see is that the technology may fall short, and it's usually a result of a poor implementation process.
So when it comes to a retention policy, which is a big part of information lifecycle management, what parts of the business or who should be involved in deciding on a retention policy and more specifically a retention schedule?
So generally, you'll run into or you'll involve four different parts of the organization. One would be the legal department. Another would be risk management. Another is information technology. And then you have to have the business units involved. And all four of them together, working together, would be involved in developing and approving the retention schedule. The business units know what the records that they deal with on a daily basis. The IT organization obviously knows more about the technical infrastructure for those digital records. Records management knows about the compliance side of things. And then legal and also risk management have to be involved, you know, as far as defining the various governing bodies out there and their requirements.
Mm-hmm. So finally, I'd like to ask if you have any advice for ensuring responsible and consistent data destruction, especially in the face of these new trends like mobility, cloud computing, and social media.
It's similar to, the paper world. Starting off with an inventory and finding out what exactly are the repositories that exist where records could be stored, and then learning more about each one of those individual repositories. If it's such as with cloud computing, you have to find out, okay, what are the retention capabilities of that, in this case, a third-party provider that would be hosting the repository. What is the retention guidelines around that vendor? And then once you find out what the inventory or number of repositories are, then it's comparing that to your retention schedule, finding out what has to be retained and what can be destroyed. Too often, particularly with cloud computing, the retention is not something, or actual destruction of information, is not something that is designed in the core application. So you have to find out what destruction capabilities and approval capabilities are available with that provider. In addition to that, you have to have the set policies and procedures in place to ensure that all the individuals that are accessing those repositories are following the correct guidelines set by the organization.
Well, great. That is a great overview of how enterprises can improve their strategy when it comes to information lifecycle management. I think that's about all we have time for. For more on this topic, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. I'm Laura Aberle, and thanks again to Steve for joining us. And thanks for listening.